So it's our health segment, and the question, do you ever worry about all that electromagnetic energy spewing about us? There's low-level energy from wireless systems, in cell phones. Did you know that, in fact, there is fine print in the manual for every cell phone that is bought, warnings to not hold it against your head when you talk on them? I had heard that a couple of years ago, and I looked it up, and that's, in fact, it's in iPhones. It's in all cell phones. A few weeks ago, a court blocked San Francisco from requiring all kinds of warnings to be put on cell phones. So this is an issue. People are talking about this. The industry says there's nothing to worry about with all this energy in the air. And in fact, I don't know that there are really studies that have made a direct link between radiated energy and diseases, but there is anecdotal evidence. There are a lot of people with some very strong views who talk about this, who say, among other things, that cell phones and Wi-Fi routers are connected to autism and cancer, and that there is enough evidence, they feel, to at least warrant our concern. Sherry Calarco is a, well, you're just a North Shore mom, but you've done some personal study, you've done some investigating, and you have found evidence, and then you are one of those people trying to get attention for your cause, which is what? What would you say your cause is?
Well, I would say my cause is raising awareness about wireless technologies and health and safety in using those technologies.
All right, treat me as a skeptic. What should I be worried about in your mind, and why?
Well, my personal experience with this was initiated by our experience with our son and how he became very sick from a basically, we'll call it an aggressive deployment of wireless in our previous school. And
well, let's say you believe that.
Well, we had diagnosis from doctors. So that's where it got really interesting.
So are you saying
for
the medical community can if there is a child brought in with a particular condition, they can say this is because of wireless?
Some in the medical community. It takes a lot of different testing to isolate it to the fact that that was what was causing it. So it took us a number of specialists to finally get this nailed down for our family. But what I'm trying to raise awareness about is so that no other families have to go through this, so that children can be protected and limit their use on these devices. And
well, okay, there's a link in your mind. If there is more than anecdotal evidence and, in fact, scientific evidence backing this up, and there are scientists who say that there is a link, there should be a link, why do you believe that the government, for one, is not jumping in and saying these things are bad for our health, we're going to have to regulate them or ban them for now until we study them?
Well, the government is starting to pay attention to this. The FCC guidelines are almost 20 years outdated, and they pertain to the heating effects of a man who's 200 pounds. So they're not looking at biological
heating
effects.
That is
where the tissue is heated.
Yeah, like a microwave oven heats tissue with that kind of energy that's
yes.
concentrated. And this is a much more diluted form of that energy that's in the atmosphere around
that's
us.
Correct, but you have to look at time-weighted exposure. So, for example, in a school, let's give the example of a school, when you've got 6 hours a day, 180 days a year of exposure, that's where it accumulates to a bigger exposure for these children. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were recommended to me by a DePaul University professor because you don't just spout this is a government cover-up or an industry cover-up that's going on. You quote studies, and there is research. Again, treat me as a skeptic. Who is out there that has made the link or is studying this area and has come up with things that you find to be alarming?
Yale, Harvard.
And what have they found?
A link to autism for, I think it was Harvard. And Yale, we have I'm sorry.
Say that they've made a direct link through scientific study.
Yes, and Avendano, it's an Italian study. They've linked sperm motility and viability to exposure to a wireless laptop on the lap.
And studies are underway now, presumably.
Yes, American Academy of Environmental Medicine has recommended for schools and networks to be hardwired. And they did say that they believe anywhere from 3 to 30% of the population will be showing symptoms of this in the near term.
Are there any scientists who are speaking out on this, who can be interviewed on this and say, yes, I've seen the studies, I've seen the evidence, this is dangerous?
One scientist that I've consulted with extensively is an environmental toxicologist from Trent University, and her name is Dr. Magda Havas. And she has a wonderful website, magdahavas.com, that you can take a look at some of these studies for yourself and make your own judgment. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I want people to give a little more thought to what they're exposing themselves and their children to and look for symptoms. Are there headaches or a change in the immune function as far as there are more allergies, dizziness, things that weren't occurring before, and then see if there's a correlation, see if there's a pattern to when you're being exposed, you or your child. And
Sherry Colarco, I bet, though, most people are kind of like me. We're not going to unplug our wireless routers. We're not going to take our kids out of school if there's a wireless system there. We're going to keep using our cell phones. So for people like that, what easy adjustments would you suggest we take?
Some easy adjustments you can make in your lifestyle and your use of wireless technologies is, first of all, with your cell phone, try not to hold it to your head. You can instead text or...
Which is funny, because that is in the fine
print.
Yes,
it is.
To not do that. But who pays that attention?
Exactly.
I can't even hear on it when I'm walking down the street unless it's against my ear.
So the texting or the speakerphone is a great option on a cell phone use. And where you wear the cell phone on your body, try to rotate that so you're not radiating the same part of your body. Not that you're talking on it when it's on your body, but it is sending out a beacon signal and radiating every so often. So switch pockets. Try not to have it on your body. Try not to have cell phone use in any metal object like a bus or a train or a car, because those objects become Faraday cages where the signal is confined. And then at home, try to protect your sleeping environment. Try to keep it without a router in the bedroom and try to keep your devices out of the bedroom because the body needs to heal while it's sleeping.
Well, turn them off at night too.
Yeah, yeah.
Any websites you recommend?
As I said, www.magdahavas.com, M-A-G-D-A-H-A-V-A-S. That's one. There are many if you start searching the internet, but that's where I would start.
Sherry Colarco, thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill.